course, the people who pay the best attention are the Power Team members, the Power Hour listeners. And I thank you very much for being out there and for contributing to the Power Hour. I'd like to take a couple of phone calls right now, and I should have done this earlier. My fault. Redo, John. But my fault. I 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Before we get to our guest, Lloyd Chapman, this hour, let's talk about what you want to talk about. What is on your mind? Two phone calls, two or three phone calls right now, 800-259-9231. Let's see what we can get going here, what's on your mind, because we are in a world of hurt. We can be as nice as we want in talking about this, but financially, this country is ready for a nosedive. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen. Now, the stock market is down 21 points right now. NASDAQ is up a little bit. S&P is up only 1.22. But Dolly is pretty much hitting the coast of Texas as we speak. And all I can say is we pray for the Power Team members that are down there in that area, because this is not a good situation for them. And our concern is that they be safe and their homes be spared. So anyone that would like to call in right now, 800-259-9231, before we get to our guest today, Lloyd Chapman, who is the CEO of the Small Business League, the American Small Business League, and he is concerned for the small business owner, unlike many people out there. So 800-259-9231. Looks like a lot of people are asking the question, why did it take so long to look at Fannie Mae and the Freddie books? How did this happen that Indie Mac was not even on the questionable list? And people are becoming aware of this now, calling their banks and wanting to take money out. And, of course, CNN is saying, don't take it out, don't take it out, don't take it out. John, do we have any callers? We don't have any callers? I cannot believe that. I cannot believe that. I give you a chance to talk, and you guys are so shy sometimes, aren't you? That doesn't happen. That just does not happen. You know, last week I was talking about 21 homeless people that died after the bird flu vaccine experiment. Now, this was published in the Telegraph, and this is a group of doctors that recruited homeless people in Poland for this vaccine trial, and they died. Well, did they give up on the vaccine? Well, of course not. Absolutely not. Let me go to Maureen in Virginia. Maureen, you're on the air. What's on your mind today, girl?
Hey, I would like to ask everybody listening, knowing how much power there is in prayer, to pray for Dave and for Joyce. Just, God, the pressure they must be under. Oh, my. I mean, I can't even imagine, Joyce, how you do it.
Well, that's very kind of you, and I appreciate that very much, and we certainly do need it, because but why do you say how much pressure they're under? Why do you say that?
I say that because you know even more than you tell us. How do you even decide what you're going to tell us? How do you, man, like just the chemtrail stuff. Wow. Just, you know, the thing about the pharmaceutical companies selling stuff that's giving AIDS. How dare they?
I know.
Can I make a suggestion to people that are out there listening?
Well, sure.
Rather than, I mean, we've been through the whole mess of foreclosure when actually the place was paid off. We've gone through the court system. The court system, with all due respect, is a four-letter expletive.
Okay.
And that's with all due respect. Mm-hmm. There is something called an administrative procedure where you can actually write to the bad guys, and you tell them things, and I'm gonna suggest to you off the air who maybe you could get on.
Okay, give it to John. Give it
to
John. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Connie in Wisconsin, I'm sorry we can't get to your phone. I'll tell you what, I will take it. I'm gonna go in the next hour and take Connie in Wisconsin, because I asked for the phone calls, and we'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Please give John that information. That sounds most interesting. Thank you, Maureen. Thank you for your support. We'll be right back. 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash, Are You Ready? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
The opening statement of Senate Report 103-97 admitted that hundreds of thousands of military personnel had been used as human subjects for medical experiments for the past 50 years without their knowledge or consent. Atomic vets, Korean vets, Vietnam vets, Gulf War vets, and now Gulf War II vets have been deliberately exposed to nuclear, biological, chemical weapons, and experimental vaccines, and their medical problems have been ignored, their treatment denied, and in many cases they're told that their very real illnesses are the result of a mental problem, PTSD. Beyond Treason is the DVD that sets the record straight, complete with a CD-ROM that contains thousands of pages of documents. Beyond Treason shows how our military men and women have been betrayed by the very government they pledged their lives to protect. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com and order Beyond Treason today. Is this the way we should treat our veterans after they serve their country? Is this how America supports the troops? Get Beyond Treason and show it to everyone you know. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll see what goes beyond treason.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Hi, everybody. This is Joyce Riley and Dave Von Kleist. We all know knowledge is power, and this is the Power Hour. Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of this radio station, but I think they're all of our listeners and all of the businesses attached to the Power Hour today, because they're all pretty much small businesses. We're going to get into the small business issues in just a second, which ought to be your issues. And I'm sure probably do relate to nearly everyone listening to this program. But I promised Connie in Wisconsin that I would take her phone call first before we go to our guest, Lloyd Chapman. Connie in Wisconsin, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Hi, Joyce. Well, I'd like to tie this in with what Maureen had to say about, you know, she doesn't know how you can take reporting all this news all the time. Well, I think if you understand what this program's all about, in the words, knowledge is power, well, it's not powerful unless you can do something about it, once you know about it.
Yes.
And I think what we need to do is boycott Bayer. And if we can try maybe to get that word out, we won't have to sit here seething in our armchairs about the murder that's going on around the world.
Well, thank you very much for that. That is an action item, boycott Bayer, because of what they did to all those people by giving them the Factor VIII AIDS, unfortunately, to the hemophiliacs around the world. And that's a really good point. And, you know, anytime you are empowered and you do an action item, it does make you feel better. And it's not so much of my reporting the items. It's also you all having to listen to it. That's the hard part, too, is having to hear what we're going to hear on a daily basis, because it's the reality. Now, I could either sugarcoat it and tell you let's all hold hands and sing, you know, Over the Rainbow, but that's not going to be the answer right now. So anyway, Connie, thank you very much for those comments. Anything else?
No, thanks for taking the call, though.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in today. Well, that kind of gives a good segue into this segment, because we are going to be talking about more challenges within the small business arena. Because our guest today is a former small business owner. He is the president and CEO of the American Small Business League. The website is ASBL.com. Click on today's guest, Lloyd Chapman, and it will take you right to ASBL.com. Our guest today says that the ASBL is always working in the courts, in the media, and in daily business to affect change. Their goal is to return to legitimate small businesses the full $119 billion, with a B, dollars in federal small business contracts that they are legally entitled to. And since 98% of all businesses have less than 100 people, we need to take the Halliburtons and all the big boys out of this small business arena and return back the business to small business. Thank you very much, Lloyd Chapman, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Well, thanks for having me on your show, Joyce.
It's a pleasure to have you back again, and because what you have to say is so relevant, we need to hear it over and over again, because you are fighting in the courts, in the media, wherever you can to support small business, and we do thank you for that.
Well, thanks.
Let's go to the subject that I know Marie was really wanting you to address today, which is a very, Marie, our producer, incredible producer, which is something that we need to focus on, because every transaction in this country is going to be monitored, or is it already being monitored, Mr. Chapman?
Well, I'm afraid, you know, it's already being monitored. And, you know, it's the government, apparently, as we found out with the situation with AT&T and the government wanted to give them, was it a retroactive immunity? That the government apparently has had access to all this data for, you know, who knows how long. Mm-hmm. And they're monitoring everything we do, looks like.
Well, let me present to you what the government is going to say to us, and that is, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear then.
Well, you know, of course, that's ridiculous because, you know, people want their privacy. In fact, to tell you the truth, I was in a grocery store the other day, and they asked me for my card when you check out the grocery store, and I don't use one of those cards because what people don't know is they're tracking your purchases.
Very good, yes.
Yeah, and every store I go to here in California, they ask if you have your discount card. And that's how they track your purchases, and they sell that information to the manufacturers, anybody they want to. So there's just so many ways that the information on everything we do is being tracked. And I was talking to someone the other day that found all of their medical records online. Information she'd never seen was on the Internet, all of her medical records, you know. So it's just I think that probably 20 years from now, we're going to find out exactly how much information the government has been gathering on people, and we're going to be, you know, shocked.
But probably for the past 10 years.
Yeah, I always tell people, when people talk to me about the government, they're complaining about the government, I always tell them the same thing, if it's much worse than you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm afraid this is just another situation like that.
Well, and I think it's not just the credit, the discount cards at the grocery store, but you go in to buy a CD. I went in to buy a karaoke CD the other day, and they said, well, what is your phone number? And I said, I decline. I decline. Those two words. And the lady said, well, the computer won't let me process the transaction without your phone number. I said, well, I guess we won't be processing a transaction, will we? And then the manager came over and said, oh, wait a minute. You can bypass that. You can bypass that. So all you have to say is, I decline. But people are caught off guard, and so they go, oh, my number is 281. You know, they don't realize that they are giving away their own privacy, what we do have left.
I'll tell you something funny. At this situation in the grocery store, guess what number you have to punch in to even, you know, shop there? Your phone number. So a lot of people know what I'm talking about. You go through the grocery store, and you type in your phone number, and that's sort of your PIN number to get your discount so they can track your purchases.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most people are doing that, and they don't understand what it is.
That's right. That's right. And same thing, I don't care if you go to Petco. I think you give your phone number there to get your discount at Petco. Well, you know, I'm not really ashamed of what kind of dog food I buy at Petco, and that's not an issue. It's just the you know, the loss of privacy. Now, I think also the same thing is happening at China Central, or a.k.a. Walmart. When you go in there, and if you use a credit card and or a check, I think every single thing you buy there is being tracked, too, because all you have
Absolutely.
To do is go back in and want to return it, and they can tell you who you are, what day you bought it, and how much you paid.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny. One thing that I think about small business owners, this happened to me. Back, you know, when I was in the computer business, we were selling all the main lines of computers, and they came up with programs where they would give you a discount when you bought this stuff wholesale if you would tell them who you were selling it to.
What?
Yeah. Actually, it was I think Hewlett-Packard was doing that. And so they came up with these contests where it started off where there was like a drawing for a Porsche. And what you had to do to enter the drawing was to submit the purchase order that a corporation had given you for these computer products.
Oh,
and that's how you enter the drawing.
Goodness, that's horrendous.
And, yeah, and then people kind of got hip to that, and then they said, okay, we're going to give you like a $60, you know, discount per box if you, you know, fill out this paperwork. And again, they wanted a copy of the purchase order from the corporation. And then people kind of got hip to that, and then finally they said, you know, unless you give us this information, you know, we're going to pull your dealership. And I actually went to the Federal Trade Commission in Washington, I guess that was about 5 or 6 years ago, and came really close to getting the Federal Trade Commission to investigate Hewlett-Packard for unfair trade practices. What they did with this information was, once all these computer resellers gave HP the information who they were selling to, HP apparently just went directly to those corporations, cut out the computer dealers, and quite a few of them went bankrupt. One of the biggest ones here in Northern California was forced to close their doors after Hewlett-Packard, you know, took all their proprietary customer information and used it to put them out of business. So if you're a small business owner and you've got your suppliers wanting to know who you're selling to, you might want to think about that.
Well, you know, they have access to all this information on all these transactions. And literally, if they wanted to be able to expose what a Halliburton is doing or a Kellogg Brown and Root in the unscrupulous practices, they could. They've got all the transactions. They could do it. But there are favored people who don't get the light of the day from the government shown on them or on IRS issues, whatever. They have their own particular people that are protected. But it is this probably the small business owner, the guy who's trying to eke into the big business arena, who is going to get shut down if he's not one of the favored guys or one of the good old boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Small businesses have had all kinds of trouble with that in every industry. I started looking across the board in all these different industries, and I saw the same practice where manufacturers were forcing the small businesses to turn over what is actually their proprietary trade secret, you know, customer information to them, and then they would use that, you know, to take their business. And it's illegal. In fact, to tell you the truth, I came really close to filing suit against Hewlett-Packard. One of the biggest law firms in California was taking on a contingency. They thought we had such a solid case, they actually told me that it was a violation of something like 11 state and federal laws. And I think it was theft of trade secrets and unfair trade practices. But we had to put together a bond. If we were going to get an injunction against this company to stop this practice, we had to put together a bond, which was like, you know, $10 million, and it stopped us in our tracks. But I remember the law firm saying that it was clearly a violation of you know, several state and federal laws for them to do that.
But see, what you just mentioned, it's a violation of 11 state regulations. However, give us $10 million and you can file the lawsuit. Well, how many people could even think about putting together $10,000, let alone $10 million?
Absolutely.
Well, this is discrimination against small business, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, big-time discrimination. We're going to be right back. Four-minute break. Lloyd Chapman is our guest, the president and CEO of the American Small Business League, ASBL.com. Back in 4 minutes. Stay tuned.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Hello, friends. I have an important question. When's the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, no perfumes, deodorants, or other dangerous toxins. The Calben Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calben Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbenPureSoap.com. Use Calben soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
What about my sovereignty? What about my right to life and liberty? If you think chipping animals is what we have to do, well then we're not very far from chipping me and chipping you. If you just still don't get it, and if you think there's no harm, well then think of Nazis putting tattooed numbers on your arm.
Ooh, sing it, Dave Von Klein.
What about my sovereignty? What about my right to life and liberty?
Outstanding. What about our right to life and liberty? Well, if you haven't heard about it, that is the song about the National Animal ID Act, and that song is free at no charge, or is that, that's a Forever Vigilant. That's right. That's Dave's third album, the National Animal ID song. And why? Because the government wants to number every animal. And why are they going to do that? By putting a chip in every animal? Because they can control the animals. Now, remember, Mr. Small Farmer, that means only you. Because, you see, the big farms don't have to do it. They get one number per farm if you're one of the big guys. If you don't believe me, look up the National Animal ID System, and you will see where every state is going to be compelled by the Department of Agriculture to number every animal. And if you go off your property for 24 hours or longer, it's 4 hours or longer, you must register that animal left your property with the federal government, and you must register back with them when the animal is returned. That means if you take a trail ride or take it to the 4-H meeting, you got to register it with the government. How did we get into this mess? Well, our guest today is the president and CEO of the American Small Business League, Lloyd Chapman, and he's concerned about all the small businesses that are leaving this country, and about all of the big money that's being put into big business that should be going to small business. On a daily basis, Mr. Chapman, you must have a myriad of things to choose from. I mean, you could go after any issue you wanted to. How do you narrow down and focus on what it is that you're going to address? Because there's just you could be taken after anybody anytime.
Yeah, it's based largely on what our members are most concerned about. And then the issues that I think are going to most adversely affect small businesses. But you're right, there's just so many things that pop up. You know, just so much legislation has been proposed and so many things that are, you know, that's all things are harmful to small businesses. And sometimes it's difficult. In fact, it's very difficult sometimes. We try to do a press release every week, and there's so many directions we could go. It's hard to pick, you know, which one. But we mainly focus on the diversion of federal small business contracts to Fortune 500 companies, because, you know, we think it's about $100 billion a year, and we think that's probably the number one issue that's affecting small businesses across the country.
Now, why do I want to be a member of the American Small Business League?
Well, the American Small Business League, as far as I can tell, is the only organization in the country that really is fighting for small businesses. There's a lot of groups out there like the National Federation of Independent Business and the U.S. Chamber, and there's about a dozen groups that, you know, hold themselves out as being small business advocates. But when you look on their websites, they're really not doing anything. When you look at their board of directors and things like that, you find out that they're funded by Fortune 500 companies. So the big shocker is that most of the largest small business groups in the country are funded by Fortune 500 corporations and primarily lobby for issues that are important to Fortune 500 companies. So as far as I can tell, the American Small Business League is really one of the only, if not the only group, that just fights only for small businesses, takes no money from large companies, and we're successful. We won 5 federal lawsuits. Mm. We've gotten 400 stories in the press in the last 3 or 4 years on this issue. So I think we're being very effective, and I think that we're going to be successful in turning back over $100 billion a year in federal funds that are currently going to large businesses back to middle-class America.
Who should become a member of the American Small Business League?
Well, particularly people that have a product or service that the government buys, which is, you know, almost everybody, but people that are interested in going after that marketplace. So the federal government is the largest purchaser of goods and services in the world. Whatever business you're in, they're buying it. I met a guy the other day that makes fake blood for the movies, and he got a big contract to provide the Army with all this fake blood for training, whatever. So,
Oh, man.
You know, no matter what your product you're selling, the government's buying it. And also prime contractors. So if you've got a product or commodity that prime contractors, some major defense contractors or prime contractors in any area that they're buying, you know. But it's,
okay, we've got a 3-minute break. We're going to be right back after we take this break with our guest today, Lloyd Chapman. And I'm going to open up the phones also. We're going to talk about a few other subjects in 800-259-9231. If you have a question or comment for Lloyd Chapman, back in 3. Stay tuned.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bylo, and Rite Aid.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
They call us a plunderer. Yeah, we're a plunderer. We take them down and down and down and down and down. Well, I go from town to town. I tell the people how I care and that I'll keep their country free. But if you vote the Constitution, well, you're going nowhere. Whether North Korea, Lebanon, and Syria, and Iran. We'll escalate and demonize because that is our plan. We're spreading propaganda while we're fighting in Iraq. And we got a war agenda and we're never going back because we're the plunderers.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. That is Dave Von Kleist on his latest bumper music, The Plunderer. And you know who that is. That's GW and the Carlisle Group there for your appreciation, maybe. And also, it sounds so much like him. I mean, I'm telling you, I think that is GW. Anyway, welcome back to the Power Hour, and thank you for supporting this small business here at the Power Hour. We have specials that are available for our Power Hour listeners. And if you go to thepowermall.com, you can see some of the best products made in America. That is, if there are any of their type made in America. And unfortunately, the shortwave radio is not one of them, so it's not made in America. But I thank you for supporting the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. If we all do business with each other, then we're going to support each other. And we will financially be able to help the Power Team members and the listeners who have a business, such as, and I want to thank Carolyn, who's, we bought Carolyn's soaps for you. And if you want to see a handmade soap that is the best in the country, she raises her own herbs to put in these soaps. They're phenomenal. They're only $6 a piece. Her family makes them all together. And their own farm, her husband gets up, milks the cow, produces the raw milk for the soaps. They are the softest that your skin will ever be with these soaps, and they're available at the Power Hour. The lavender one is the most, asked for. Then there is sage and rosemary, which are awesome, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't gotten sage and rosemary, and the orchard breeze, incredible. She raises the she makes the ingredients to go in them, and she made that soap because it was the best that she could provide for her family. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. And don't forget to get your heirloom seeds. More and more pressure being put on farmers now to use GMO seeds and to have non-heirloom seeds. If you want to have seeds that will reproduce next year, call the Power Hour. That's where we've got them. We're talking to our guest today, Lloyd Chapman, who is president and CEO of the American Small Business League. He's been involved in small business, and he wants to keep small business around. So please, please support the Small Business League. Go to the website and join. It's $50 a month to get the monthly newsletter, legislative updates, advocacy information, small business tips at ASBL.com, ASBL.com. Now, we've got a caller. Let me take the caller first, and then we're going to go to the issue of oil what you and I were talking about earlier, Mr. Chapman. But let me go to Dale in Kentucky first. Dale, you're on the air with Lloyd Chapman. Go ahead, please.
Well, first off, I just want to thank the Power Hour for fighting for us. I was made aware of things that was going on here in January, and I just got my shortwave radio here 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
And you're hard to receive out here, but we are receiving you.
Well, move.
And move. Yeah, I've been moving around. My antenna's crawling across the ceiling now. But we are receiving you, and we just wanted to say thank you. And there was one comment I did want to make about small business.
Mm-hmm.
How hard they've made it to start one with all the legal things that you have to go around anymore is just an atrocity.
Interesting. Thank you very much, first of all, Dale, for the phone call. Thank you for getting a shortwave radio and listening to us on the Power Hour and becoming a supporter. Mr. Chapman, what about the legal issues involved in starting a small business?
Well, I think it's been so long, by the way, I barely remember all that. But I think the main thing, quite frankly, when you're starting a small business is you're trying to protect yourself. So a lot of things that you have to do when you start up a small business are actually to protect yourself. You want to incorporate things like that, but it's pretty cumbersome. But to tell you the truth, I can't think of any way around it. It's just sort of a necessary evil.
A lot of our people can think of ways around it, and but you know, that's another whole issue. But thank you very much, Dale, for the phone call. I think if you keep listening to the program, Dale, you'll learn a whole lot. And thank you. Glad to know you're in Kentucky. Susan in Ohio, you're on the air with our guest today, Lloyd Chapman. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Joyce and Dave, your Power Hour is amazing. We have purchased many items from your show.
Well,
like
thank
the lavender
you.
Soap and the PGX and the clay, and I can go on and on and on.
Oh, wonderful. Everything. And they all work, don't they?
Oh, they're wonderful.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chapman, I'm sure is aware of the bigger new property bust on the horizon, and that's the commercial properties. And they are where the banks have shelled out billions to build strip malls and the big box stores and the fast food shops, the movie theaters, office parks and warehouses, parking garages. This is all going to, affect the economy in the biggest way, much more so than the housing bust. And comment is, who's going to be left to go to all these strip malls when all these foreclosures have hit? No one's going to have the money. So wouldn't this, how about the small businesses? Will they then thrive and come in and take over and do better.
Interesting point. Thank you very much, Susan from Ohio. Very well thought out. What is your response, Mr. Chapman?
Well, it's an interesting question. I think that I'm thinking of a great big giant strip mall outside of Los Angeles that I drove by the other day. And, you know, the economy, the downturn in the economy is certainly reducing the number of people and the price of gas to go into these big strip malls. And as I understand the question, she's wondering if small businesses will come in and take over those businesses. Was that what she was saying?
Yeah, replace it perhaps. Uh-huh.
You know, I'll tell you something. Unfortunately, I think small businesses are going to be hit harder than these large, you know, companies, because a lot of these large companies are diversified internationally.
Mm-hmm.
So although their U.S. Businesses might not be doing well, their European or their business in China is doing well, so they're diversified. So I think that if the economy gets so bad that these large companies are going to be hit, unfortunately, I think the small businesses are going to be, you know, hit first. I saw something the other day that shocked me. Buick sells more cars in China than it does in America. So I think small businesses are being
no
hit.
No kidding.
So, yeah.
I had no idea.
I was shocked at that. But I think that if the economy gets so bad that the large companies are going to be hurt, you know, small businesses are going to be hurting even more, unfortunately. And that's the way it looks right now to me.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call then. Let me go back to the subject of, well, let's talk about oil here for a second, because you made an interesting comment about oil companies leveraging. Let's talk about where you see the oil industry right now.
All right. Well, I'm not an expert on that, I'll have to admit, but I'm just someone who watches, you know, CNN and the news. And I noticed about the time the gas prices started to go up, and you started to hear people grumbling about the oil and gas industry and talk about hearings, all of a sudden CNN started running just a million ads from different oil companies, mm-hmm. kind of a, you know, institutional ads. You know, I saw one the other day where some guy talks about, you know, ExxonMobil, you know, and their battery technology and all this kind of stuff. And then I started seeing ads run by the Department of Energy. Now, a lot of people may have seen that ad on CNN. It shows a woman walking across a giant map of the U.S. with all these lights flashing. And the message basically is, we've got enough energy here in America to last for 60 years. You know, go to the website and check it out. And then I saw one that really shocked me. And a woman, same lady, same kind of format on CNN, she said, do you own an oil company? Chances are you do. If you've got, you know, money invested in your retirement fund, blah, 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 blah. And what she was trying to say is that, you know, everyone owns oil companies. And it was clearly a public relations campaign funded by your tax dollars, where the Bush administration is trying to do PR ads to get people off the back of the oil and gas industry. And then, like, a few days later, I started thinking about I was watching a hearing on television. And every single person that testified on this hearing about the price of gas said it's because of speculation. And then they had a meeting over in Saudi Arabia, and the Saudis say it's because of speculation. I believe that. I may be wrong, but I believe that, because I don't think that the demand for oil has just jumped up, you know, dramatically in the last 6 months. And it occurred to me, as I wonder if the oil and gas industry wasn't somehow involved in this speculation, which has driven up the price of oil, to try to leverage the American people to support offshore drilling and drilling in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of a coincidence that, you know, our high gas prices are giving the oil and gas industry record profits, and now there's more support for offshore drilling than ever before, and I don't think it's a coincidence.
Yes.
Could be me,
yes.
but I don't think it's a coincidence that those things are happening.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. There's so much that is happening, you know, in this country and in this world, that a small business owner or a business owner or a working person, I don't care what you're doing, doesn't have time to think these things through. And if they don't have access to something like the Power Hour, where they can hear the other side of this information, they're listening to CNN thinking, oh, wow, I'm getting all my news from CNN, and boy, am I smart. And they have no idea. I don't think people have any idea what the situation with the bank. I just received an email here from Paul, and he says over the next year and a half, 300 banks are going to go under. He says, I'm telling everyone to get your money out of the banks and credit unions and put it into gold and silver and Swiss franc government bonds. Well, you know, there's a lot of people that are concerned. I've been calling my bank and banks around the local area, just seeing kind of where they stand right now. And their PR people are all giving them the statement to say, you know, our bank is sound, everything's fine, don't pull your money out. But what aren't these small business owners getting a little bit nervous?
Yes, and rightly so. If you're a small business, you have two types of money in the bank. You have your own personal money, then you have the proceeds of your business. So you can, you know, you can have a small business that's doing, quite frankly, millions of dollars, and you could be making, you know, a fairly, you know, a paltry living off that, particularly if you're a farmer or whatever. Mm-hmm. But so you'll have a lot of money in the bank that's just the proceeds of your business. Mm-hmm. You know, like a lot of people operate on maybe a 5 or 10% profit margin. But so they've got a lot to lose, and I think everyone needs to realize the FDIC only insures up to $100,000. And I saw a bank closure in Southern California the other day where people that had, you know, $200,000 were going to potentially lose $100,000 because the government only insures, you know, the first $100,000. So maybe think that, you know, you don't want to have more than $100,000 in any one bank these days. But the other thing that's also true is I remember from, I guess, high school reading about the Depression that a run on a bank can actually cause the bank to close.
Mm-hmm.
So a bank can be completely solvent and everything's great. But if all the people who have their money in the bank run in one day and say, we want our money back out, that can actually, you know, push the bank into
Well, absolutely. And now they're trying to look at a law where if you mention a bank's name and it goes under, then you can be sued. And now they're trying to go after Paul of, what's his name, Schumer, Representative Schumer, because
Chuck
of the
Schumer.
Fact. Yeah, Chuck Schumer, because he mentioned a bank's name. Well, but he's, of course, you can't sue him because he's from the government. But, but you know, there are concerns, and people are. And bankrate.com is the best website I have seen. If you want to see your bank's first 3 months financial statement of 08, go to bankrate.com, check out your bank there, and see just how much of your bank has in bottom line in mortgage-backed securities or asset-based securities. And I think it's important that people stay on top of this. The other thing is the banks only, it's per depositor. It's not per deposit account. So like you were saying, a lot of people have their personal money and their business money. Well, if it's in the same name, you're in a world of hurt because it's only going to cover one account or only going to cover the $100,000. So that is a concern for small businesses. And like you say, you have to have that money in there because that's how you buy your product, and then you get your money in and you sell it, and it just is a transfer of money with making very little profit in most of these businesses anyway. And a $1 million business can be doing almost no profit whatsoever because it's all going out in expenses. Let me go to Janet in Illinois. Janet, you're on the air with our guest today, Lloyd Chapman. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you, Joyce. I do have a question, and it's about the Texas highway. And if everybody is losing their jobs, and the businesses are going out, why are they going to be bringing in the junk to try to sell here? Who can buy it?
You're talking about the Trans-Texas Corridor bringing in all of the Mexican junk is what you're talking about, right?
And the Chinese junk.
Yeah. Well, let's ask our guest today, Lloyd Chapman. Why aren't we doing business with our own people here in this country, Mr. Chapman?
Because the large corporations make more money by hiring cheap workers from overseas.
Well, wouldn't there be an alternative motive for that highway then?
What are you talking about?
Well, because we're going to not have jobs to buy this stuff, so there's got to be another reason for that highway.
Well, I don't know. What do you think it might be?
I don't know. That's why I'm putting the thought out there. Maybe somebody else can, you know, come up with an answer.
I think it's to bring in more slave labor trade from South America is what I think it is. But,
yeah, but Joyce, trade for what? I mean, we're not going to have no jobs to be buying anything.
Well, but we're going to have food, and where do you think our food's going to come from? It's not going to come
from foreign countries, but we won't be able to even buy that.
Well, there will be people that will be able to afford it. Hey, thank you very much, Janet, for the phone call. You know, this foreign trade issue, how we ever got into this in the first place, a lot of people saw it happening. Ross Perot, who I wonder if he was not the controlled opposition at the time that he was doing all of this work against NAFTA, but still, NAFTA passed with 77% of the people against it. And now we've got trading with other countries more than we're trading with our own. There's no encouragement of small business to even start in the United States now, is there?
No, I'll tell you something interesting. You said something that really is fascinating. NAFTA passed even though 77% of the population was against it. Mm-hmm. That's what happens in Congress. So this is supposed to be a democracy, and yet members of Congress don't think twice about voting in favor of something that their constituents are against because the companies that will benefit from it are giving them money. It's just astonishing. I think people should, more people should call their congressmen when Congress is doing something that you don't agree with, call them up and let them know. And you'd be surprised how they're impacted by that.
Well, I would like to think so. And here's my point on that subject. When I went to Washington three times to fight against NAFTA, I was with a group called Nurses Against NAFTA. I would go into these congressmen's offices and talk to them about it, and I would watch them taking the numbers down from the phones as how many people were for and against. They never did a thing with it. They said, the congressman's made up his mind. He doesn't care what they have to say. We're going to be right back after this three-minute break with Lloyd Chapman. Stay tuned.
Pharmaceutical companies, doctors, and hospitals all make money from sick people. So what incentive is there for them to make you well? For thousands of years, man has used spices and herbs to ward off disease and cure, yes, cure illness. It's no wonder the drug manufacturers feel threatened by spices and herbs. The North American Herb and Spice Company manufactures the products that Dr. Cass Ingram has been recommending for years. The Oregacin, Oreganol, and Oregamax are working wonders for people all over the country and can work wonders for you, too. According to the Quarterly Review of Biology published by the University of Chicago, spices like oregano can have a 100% kill rate of bacteria. Protect yourself and your family with the oregano products recommended by Dr. Cass Ingram. Call 877-817-9829 and order your Oregacin, Oreganol, and Oregamax today. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com. Doctors and drugs, or herbs and spices, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
And all our public service.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. That song gives me goosebumps every time I hear Dave sing it, and that's on the bumper music, free of charge, at the Power Hour. You can get that just by asking for it when you purchase something from the Power Hour. And again, support people that are doing things in this country. Support the Power Mall. We bring you the best products out there. Just like one of the callers said, everything I get from the Power Hour is great. That's right. If it doesn't work, it's gone. And we have the best items for you at thepowermall.com. Let's all buy from each other and support each other. Our guest today is Lloyd Chapman from the American Small Business League. And we are unfortunately getting out of time, and the phone lines are jammed. Let me go to Ralph in Michigan real quickly. Ralph, you're on with Lloyd Chapman. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Joyce. Joyce, your guest has got to have a copy of Cracking the Code by Peter Hendrickson.
Okay.
Make sure he gets a copy, because the largest group of taxpayers we have in this country for purposes of federal income tax are federal government employees. And it's about time that this start getting around quite a bit more. This information is not spreading fast enough, Joyce.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say something. You are going to have to take the time to read that book so that you know what's in it. It's dynamite, Joyce.
All right. Thank you very much for the
okay.
phone call. Thank you very much for the phone call, Ralph. Let's go to Cliff in Philly. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Lloyd Chapman.
Hi. How you doing? I had three things to say. Number one, that woman who called to find out what the alternative for the NAFTA corridor.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think it's to bring stuff in as much as it is to plunder us and take it out.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's all set up for a one-way trip going out of the United States, not
well,
not
that's
bringing
interesting.
Things in.
That's an interesting concept. I don't know if I agree, but go ahead, Cliff.
Fine. Also, for people who at checkout, when you have to give a phone number,
mm-hmm.
give any old phone number.
Right.
Garbage in, garbage
mm-hmm.
out.
Yep.
And number three was anytime I get a phone call from some vendor saying this call will be monitored or recorded
mm-hmm.
for your quality control,
mm-hmm.
I always tell them I don't permit recording the call, and usually they hang up real quick.
Interesting. That's a good way to respond. I always tell them that I am recording it also. and they don't seem to like that very much. They do this unbelievable hiccup. You know, they'll say, this call may be recorded, blah, 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 blah. And I say, yes, I'm recording it also. And they go, what? What? Anyway, thank you very much, Cliff and Philly. Dave and KC, you're on the air with Lloyd Chapman. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi, Joyce and Lloyd. My question is, does the SBA ever do anything for the small business?
For the small business?
Yeah,
Lloyd, your response.
The small business.
I'm afraid not. I was surprised when I found out that the Small Business Administration doesn't work for small businesses, they work for the government. And
whoa.
And I've gone on record saying the small business is the biggest enemy any legitimate small business ever had.
Lloyd, I love your attitude. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I love your attitude.
All right, Joyce.
Thank you very much for joining us today. Go to the ASBL.com website, ASBL.com. Become a member of a real organization that cares about small businesses. This is Joyce Riley, and we will be back tomorrow on the Power Hour. We're going to be talking to a holistic pediatrician. Yes, she's an MD, and you won't believe how smart she is and what she's doing in Florida. Also, we're going to talk to Deborah Peterson. Don't throw it, grow it. Stand up, stretch those legs, scream from the bottom of your soul to the top of your lungs. We will not stop. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow.